Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 16th of May, 2026 at 9:56 Israel time, 6:56 UTC. US-Israel prepare renewed Iran strikes as Gaza commander killed and Lebanon ceasefire extended. May 16th, 0656 UTC, 0956 Israel morning edition. Bottom line up front, the United States and Israel are in advanced preparations for renewed strikes on Iran, potentially as early as next week, with options including commando raids to extract nuclear material from damaged facilities. President Trump, returning from Beijing, warned the US could destroy everything in 2 days and said he believes Iran will surrender soon. Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza City apartment building targeted Hamas military commander Izz-al-Din al-Haddad, killing at least 7 people. A US-brokered Israel-Lebanon ceasefire was extended by 45 days, but Israeli strikes continued in the south, killing 6, and a federal indictment in the United States charged an Iraqi Qada'if Hezbollah commander with plotting attacks on Jewish targets in New York and Los Angeles. Now turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the strike planning reported by multiple outlets citing unnamed officials includes intensified bombing campaigns and the commando raid option, which would involve thousands of supporting forces and potential clashes with Iranian troops. Trump added that anyone approaching damaged nuclear sites is a target. On the diplomatic front, Iran's UN ambassador said, "The situation in the Strait of Hormuz and its global economic repercussions are solely the responsibility of those who launched the war." While China's UN representative criticized a US-Bahrain draft resolution on Hormuz as inappropriate, with diplomats expecting Russian and Chinese vetoes. Separately, US officials suspect Iranian hackers are behind a series of breaches of gas monitoring systems across the United States, with experts warning of potential for sabotage, including leaks. In Lebanon, the 45-day ceasefire extension was announced after direct talks in Washington, aiming to enable further progress in negotiations. Despite the extension, Israeli strikes persisted. An airstrike on a civil defense center in Haruf killed 6 people, including 3 paramedics from the Hezbollah-linked Islamic Health Committee and wounded 22. The IDF also struck Hezbollah sites in the Tyre area and called for evacuations of 9 villages in the south ahead of further airstrikes, citing Hezbollah ceasefire violations. An apparent Hezbollah drone triggered sirens in the Mount Meron area of northern Israel, with no injuries reported. Lebanon's Ministry of Health says Israeli attacks have killed 2,951 people since March 2. Moving to Gaza, the strike on Haddad was confirmed by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz, who described him as responsible for the murder and abduction of thousands of Israelis. The IDF said the operation was enabled by years of intelligence gathering. Haddad was one of the last remaining senior Hamas leaders in Gaza involved in planning the October 7 attack. At least 7 Palestinians were killed, including 3 women and a child, and 50 were wounded. Separately, a land convoy set off from Tripoli, Libya, toward Gaza with 400 activists from 40 countries carrying ambulances, humanitarian aid trucks, and container homes. In the West Bank, Israeli forces shot dead a 15-year-old Palestinian boy in Al-Laban al-Sharqiya near Nablus. The military said he was throwing stones at Israeli cars. A 34-year-old man was killed by army gunfire in Jenin refugee camp. Israeli forces and settlers conducted raids across multiple towns. A Palestinian man was shot in the thigh by a settler, and 2 Palestinian-owned vehicles were destroyed. A settler was filmed clubbing a dog to death in a Palestinian village, and a mosque was burned overnight in a settler attack. On the political front, backers of Mohammed Dahlan, a rival of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, were excluded from a major Fatah conference. On the multilateral track, the UAE rejected attempts to justify Iranian terror after Tehran alleged Abu Dhabi played a role in the war, stating all its actions were taken to preserve sovereignty. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity is accelerating across multiple fronts, driven by a shift from proxy attrition to direct US-Israeli preparation for renewed strikes on Iran. The reported advanced strike planning, combined with Trump's escalatory rhetoric and the killing of Hamas's Gaza military chief, signals a deliberate compression of the operational timeline. The Lebanon ceasefire extension, while nominally de-escalatory, is overshadowed by persistent Israeli strikes and Hezbollah provocations, suggesting the truce is a holding pattern rather than a durable off-ramp. On the information environment, the US-Israeli camp is pushing a narrative of inevitable and justified escalation, framing Iran as a cornered but still dangerous adversary whose nuclear program must be physically dismantled. Iran's framing paints the US as the aggressor responsible for global economic fallout, but this message is failing to gain traction outside the non-aligned bloc. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest on the strike preparations. Multiple outlets cite unnamed officials, but no concrete force movements or satellite imagery yet corroborate the advanced status and the synthesis. The simultaneous emergence of advanced US-Israeli strike planning for Iran and the decapitation strike on Hamas's military chief in Gaza is not coincidental. It is a coordinated campaign to dismantle the Iran-led Axis's command and control before a major kinetic phase. The Hadad strike removes one of the last October 7 planners, degrading Hamas's ability to coordinate with Hezbollah and Iran during a potential multi-front escalation. The US indictment of the Qata IB Hezbollah commander serves a parallel function, disrupting IRGC-directed terror plots in the West, preempting retaliation. A counter-reading is that the strike planning is psychological warfare to force Iranian concessions, and the Hadad strike is opportunistic. However, the specificity of commando raid options and the 45-day Lebanon ceasefire extension, which frees IDF resources, suggest operational intent, not just signaling. The ceasefire is not a peace process. It is a time-bound window for Israel to reorient north to east and to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel. One SAR imagery of Natanz and Fordo enrichment sites for the next ascending pass to detect any surface disturbance or vehicle concentrations indicating pre-strike preparations. Second, monitor flight radar 2-4 for US tanker tracks over the Eastern Mediterranean and Jordan and any ISR orbits near the Iraq-Ryan border, particularly during the coming window. Third, review the Lloyd's Market Intelligence Unit Joint War Committee advisory for the Persian Gulf and Strait of Hormuz for any new listed areas or amended war risk ratings. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 72 hours, the US will announce the deployment of additional air and missile defense assets to the CENTCOM area of responsibility, specifically to bases in Jordan and the UAE with high confidence. Before the end of the 45-day Lebanon ceasefire extension, Hezbollah will conduct at least one cross-border drone or rocket attack that causes Israeli military casualties, prompting an IDF response that kills at least five Hezbollah operatives. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 30 days with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange before mid-June, with moderate confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. By May 19, Israel will conduct a limited ground raid into southern Lebanon to destroy a Hezbollah rocket launching site, resulting in at least 10 Hezbollah fighters killed and drawing rocket fire on northern Israel. Within the next 72 hours, Iran will announce it is withdrawing from the NPT, citing the imminent threat of US-Israeli strikes, and will begin enriching uranium to 90% at Fordo with low confidence. A US-Israeli strike on Iran before May 23 will target IRGC naval assets in the Strait of Hormuz, temporarily closing the strait to commercial traffic for at least 48 hours with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.